July 11th, Blessed Vitalis of Basia, Confessor, Third Order. The little village of Bastia, about 3 miles from Assisi, just off the main road to Perugia, was the birthplace of Blessed Vitalis. His good parents implanted in his heart the seed of the love of God, and as he began to earn a living by the toil of his hands, the spirit of prayer grew within him. Fearful lest he might offend God and bring harm to his soul while living in human society, he decided to become a hermit. He sold what little possessions he had, gave the proceeds to the poor, joined the Third Order Secular of St. Francis, and then retired about 1470 to a remote spot in the hills behind Assisi, where there was a little chapel of Our Lady called Santa Maria di Lendiola. In this solitary place, he remained for the rest of his life, spending his time in prayer and meditation and mortifying his body by long watches and severe fasts. His food consisted of vegetables and his drink of water. At times, he was sorely tempted to return to the world and enjoy its comforts and pleasures. But by contemplating the things of heaven and invoking the aid of his heavenly mother Mary, he always emerged victorious and regained serenity of soul. Vitalis died on the last day of May 1491, and he was buried in his beloved chapel of Our Lady. The people in and around Assisi knew him only as San Vitale, and numerous miracles were wrought at his tomb. A century later, in 1599, his relics were transferred to the Cathedral of San Rufino in Assisi, and the veneration of the holy hermit as blessed was approved. While he has no place in the Franciscan calendar, his feast is observed on May 31st in the Diocese of Assisi. On Our Lady's Intercession. In the life of Blessed Vitalis, we see again how remarkably Our Lady comes to the assistance of her clients. She is the mother of Christendom, appointed as such by God himself when he made her his own mother. Her maternal heart is concerned about the cares of her devout clients. Holy Church teaches as much when it places upon her lips the words, "I love them who love me, and they that in the morning early watch for me shall find me." Proverbs 8:17. Christians have so often experienced her gracious charity that St. Bernard could say, "O most gracious Virgin Mary, never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection and implored thy help was left unaided." Should this not encourage us to take refuge with her in all our needs? Consider that Mary's power is as great as her charity. St. Bonaventure, addressing her as the Mother of Christ, says, "Thou canst do all things by him and in him." The Son of God was subject to her while he was on earth, while he was here on earth. Could he refuse her a request where all power has been given to him? Just as God in his power can do all things that he wills, so can Mary do it by her intercession. At her request, Christ worked his first miracle on earth, and at her intercession, he is equally willing to send us remarkable help from heaven. The hermit, Blessed Vitalis, experienced this. Where human aid fails, Mary can assist us. With what confidence should we call upon her for help? Consider that especially in tribulation of soul and danger of sin, Mary can be relied upon to lend her aid. To preserve the purity of the soul was the main reason why Blessed Vitalis fled from the dangers and temptations of a deceitful world to the isolated chapel of Santa Maria di Lendiola, and Mary assisted him in keeping his soul unsullied throughout life. Mary is the woman of whom Almighty God spoke to the serpent in the Garden of Paradise, "I will put enmities between you and the woman," Genesis 3:15. Just as the devil goes about seeking to ruin souls, so Mary is ever on the alert to put him to flight. She terrifies hell, quote, "as an army set in array," unquote, Canticle of Canticles 6:3. Whoever calls upon her with confidence will be saved. She guides her faithful clients through the dangers of life to her blessed company in heaven. Prayer of the Church. Grant, we beseech thee, O Almighty God, that even as thy faithful people rejoice in the name of the Most Holy Virgin Mary and enjoy her protection, so by her loving intercession they may be delivered from all evils here on earth and be found worthy to attain to eternal joy in heaven. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Vitalis of Bastia, pray for us.